This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Frustrations over a planned biomass heat facility for Goddard College boiled over at a select board meeting in Plainfield this week. Eric Blaisdell has been covering that story for the Barry Montpelier Times Argus, and he joins us now on the line for our Friday regional report to tell us more. Eric, thanks for speaking with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
So tell us first about this biomass project. How long has it been in the works?
It has been in the works since 2011. The school is planning to replace 23 oil-burning furnaces with this new biomass plant.
And the idea, I guess, is to save some money and be more environmentally friendly. Would that be correct?
Yeah, it really started when the school signed a sustainability pact in 2007, and they realized that 93% of their carbon emissions were coming from heating. So in order to curb that, they want to go with biomass and lessen their dependence on foreign oil.
There are some apparent concerns, though, from some neighbors living near the college. What are they worried about?
Well, they aren't happy with the siting of the project. They feel like Goddard's campus in Plainfield is big enough where they could put the plant somewhere else and not have it impact them, because one of the residents says this plant is going to be built around 200 feet from her home. And there's been arguments about nanoparticles and just how healthy a biomass plant is for those who live around it. So they would just rather it not be put right next to their door.
Without getting too much, I guess, into the nitty-gritty of the science of it, what are nanoparticles? What are the concerns there?
Nanoparticles, as far as I understand, are released from the burning of the biomass, and they are inhaled through the air. And they're so small that they go directly into through the lungs, directly into the bloodstream. And there's some that contend that they can cause serious health problems. The science isn't really there on it yet. The state has said previously about this that they can't really weigh in because the science isn't there. But the residents feel that this is a serious health concern for them.
But as you write in your article, the environmental court has ruled in favor of this plant, and that decision was appealed to the state Supreme Court. And the High Court of Vermont rejected arguments from opponents of the biomass plant. So why was this back as an issue at the select board meeting recently?
Well, the school is looking for a 40-year loan from the USDA to fund about 90% of this $2 million plant. And they need a letter of support from the town as part of that process. And so they came to the town looking for that support. And the board's chairman told them, well, you guys haven't been as great with communication. There's a lot of neighbors that are upset about this. So you guys should come to our meeting on Monday night to plead your case. And so they sent somebody, a CEO who's from a biomass systems company out of Montpelier, who's been acting as a project manager on this since 2011. And he explained that this is just a letter of support from the town saying, this is going to be a financially feasible project, and it's a good deal for the town. It's going to help the town out with jobs, and the board looked like it was ready to give that support, but the residents who have been fighting this along the way and one of the select board members decided to bring back up all the old stuff about bad communication, about not being able to put the plant somewhere else, and so they just rehashed all these things. That's not really what the letter of support was intended for.
Also, they were upset that nobody from the college representing the college president of Goddard, attended that meeting, that they sent that representative instead.
Right. And I spoke to the school the day after the meeting, and they felt like Tim Maker, who they did send, the CEO of this company, was their representative, because they felt this was just about the financials of the project. This is just about moving forward with the project. So they were actually surprised that all of this stuff is getting brought back up again about where it was going to be sited and the health impacts, and there was some water issues as well. And so they didn't understand why this was all getting brought up again.
Eric, you mentioned that the select board has to sign off on a letter that would allow Goddard to get up to 90% of the funding for this plant, and it's some $2 million or so. If they don't get that letter of support from the town, can the project still go ahead? Are they planning to still go ahead with the project?
It wasn't made entirely clear at the meeting what happens if they don't get that support. It sounds like they would have to get it in order to get this loan. And from the sounds of the town, from two out of the three members, it sounds like they are going to give that support. It's just, they want to get more community feedback. This is a very contentious issue in town, so they they just want to make sure everybody's voice is heard before they give that support.
And apparently there are people in the town that are in favor of the biomass plant, but it seems like those who object most are the ones living closest to the college. Would that be fair to say?
Yes, yes. It's a small core group, a very vocal group that have been opposing this the whole step of the way. The main person, Karen Bouffard, who put this to the Supreme Court, submitted a petition to the select board with about 78 signatures on it that she said was from Plainfield residents who opposed the project and didn't want it to go forward.
Now, you quote George Cushing in your article. He's the town's constable and also collector of delinquent taxes. He had some pretty pointed comments for the board. What did he say?
It's a little bit of a surreal moment because he's an elected official himself. He was telling the select board members, you guys are elected officials. If people want to have a meeting about this, there's about 20 people at this meeting. It's obviously a big issue. Then you, as elected officials, need to listen to the people and hold another meeting about this.
And what's the board going to do now?
The board caved. The board sounded like they were going to go forward with it. They were going to sign the document. But after Cushing's comments, they kind of took a step back and said, all right, we'll hold another meeting. It's probably not going to change anybody's minds, but if you guys want another meeting, we'll have it.
So the back and forth continues. And finally, Eric, what does Goddard College have to say about this being put off yet again and not getting the letter of support they need?
They understand that there's been some bad blood over this issue, but they do plan on attending with Tim Maker. They're going to have Tim Maker back for the meeting on April 6th, and they're going to have somebody, whether it be the interim president, Bob Kenny, or somebody else from the school at that meeting just to try to allay any concerns that might show up.
We'll keep following your reporting on this. Eric Blaisdell is a reporter for the Times-Argus. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you.